Hello, and welcome. You're listening to Guardian Watch Radio from One Health Analytics. Animal First Disease Surveillance. The signals that appear on the animal side before they appear on the human one. This is the edition of September 6, 2026. In this edition, the day's surveillance brief, the spillover watch list, and the week in review. Everything you will hear is drawn from public reporting by health and veterinary authorities and by specialist and media sources. Nothing here is our own claim about what happens next. Surveillance signals from the last 24 hours across 200-plus global sources. This edition summarizes zoonotic, foodborne, and environmental disease signals detected across 200-plus global sources over the reporting period. The narrative below highlights the developments most likely to warrant attention. This period's report. The dominant story across this collection period is leptospirosis in the Philippines, where official weekly surveillance data, morbidity week 34, show a nationwide burden running into the thousands of cases and hundreds of deaths spread across every reporting region. The most numerically significant human health signal in this batch. Several active animal disease fronts also appear, including foot and mouth disease in Vietnam, avian influenza detections in multiple countries, and African swine fever reports across Europe and Africa, making this a predominantly animal health and zoonotic period. 1. Leptospirosis, Philippines. Official Philippine weekly surveillance data for morbidity week 34, collected by our system at 11:17 UTC, reports 6,253 cases and 378 deaths nationally, undated count. The heaviest regional burdens in the same bulletin are NCR, National Capital Region, with 1,961 cases and 100 deaths. Region 3, with 718 cases and 52 deaths. Calabarzon, with 572 cases and 38 deaths. Region 2, with 567 cases and 16 deaths. Region 11, with 390 cases and 22 deaths. And Region 5, with 109 cases and 9 deaths. All counts undated. A separate media report collected at 2053 UTC gives 2 newly confirmed cases and 19 deaths in the Dominican Republic, a distinct event. Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease shed in the urine of reservoir animals, including rats and livestock. People are typically exposed through contact with contaminated water or soil, a pattern that intensifies during flooding. The spread across virtually every Philippine administrative region reported in this bulletin is characteristic of widespread environmental exposure rather than a localized cluster. 2. Foot and mouth disease, Vietnam. Multiple media reports collected between 2223 and 2328 UTC from Portuguese, Spanish, French, Japanese, German, Turkish, Indonesian, and Vietnamese language outlets, as well as a Vietnamese local news source, all report a foot and mouth disease outbreak detected in a cattle herd in Tran Phu, described in one Vietnamese language source as a ward of Ha Tinh province. A separate WAHIS notification collected at 1709 UTC records follow-up report 12 for an ongoing foot and mouth disease event in Eswatini involving 128 cases across 4 outbreaks in cattle. That is a distinct, continuing event. Foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious viral disease of cloven-hoofed animals that spreads rapidly within and between herds through direct contact and aerosol. It does not generally pose a direct risk to people, but carries severe consequences for livestock trade and food security. 3. Avian influenza H5, Uruguay. 2 Spanish-language media reports, collected at 11:32 and 14:16 UTC, report that Uruguay has declared a sanitary emergency following confirmation of an H5 avian influenza case in Colonia Department. The reports do not specify whether the affected premises are commercial or backyard, and the full subtype beyond H5 is not confirmed. A health alert for the poultry sector has been issued, according to one of the outlets. H5 highly pathogenic avian influenza spreads readily between birds and has caused significant losses in poultry and wild bird populations globally. Detection in a new country or region typically triggers immediate movement restrictions and enhanced surveillance. 4. Avian influenza, Chile. A Spanish language media report collected at 2048 UTC reports that Chile's SAG has confirmed avian influenza foci in the Los Lagos region and is reinforcing biosecurity measures. no subtype, case counts, or species affected are specified. Los Lagos is a southern Chilean region with significant poultry and aquatic bird populations, though the report does not describe the premises involved. 5. Avian influenza, H5, France. A media report collected at 1417 UTC reports H5 avian influenza confirmed on a commercial farm in Maine-et-Loire, with 7,600 ducks to be culled, undated figure. The fall subtype beyond H5 is not confirmed in this report. Culling of the affected flock is the standard response to limit onward spread on commercial poultry premises. 6. Avian influenza, Poland. A Polish language media report collected at 1553 UTC reports new avian influenza outbreaks in Poland this year, with more than 104,000 birds stated to be subject to culling, undated figure. No subtype or specific location within Poland is given. The scale of the culling figure suggests involvement of at least one large commercial premises. 7. African swine fever, Spain. A Spanish language media report collected at 952 UTC reports that Spain's Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food has confirmed 7 additional wild boar deaths attributed to African swine fever within the radius of the initial focus. A separate French language media report collected at 1707 UTC notes more than 11,000 African swine fever foci detected in wild boar across Europe, some within 60 kilometers of France, as the hunting season resumes. African swine fever in wild boar is a persistent reservoir far harder to eliminate than farm-based outbreaks. The virus survives for extended periods in the environment and in unprocessed pork products, which drives its geographic spread. 8. African swine fever, Italy. Two Italian language media reports, collected at 1439 and 1446 UTC, report African swine fever activity in Italy. An ordinance issued in Lazio to contain the virus, with 4 positive detections in Riano, and a new case in the Cuneo area, Piedmont, described as a second wild boar testing positive in Saliceto. These appear to be distinct geographic foci within Italy. 9. African swine fever, Kenya, suspected. An English language media report, collected at 410 UTC, reports a suspected African swine fever outbreak in Sabatia, Vihiga County, Kenya, citing Kilimo News. The report uses the word suspected and does not indicate official confirmation. A separate item collected at the same time references a USDA APHIS disease alert for African swine fever. It names no country or event and may be a standing advisory rather than a new detection. 10. Ebola DR Congo. A media report collected at 958 UTC reports that the Democratic Republic of Congo has unveiled an expanded plan to combat what the headline characterizes as its fastest-growing Ebola outbreak. No case counts, death figures, Ebola virus species, or location within DRC are specified in this report. Ebola viruses are carried by animal reservoir hosts, fruit bats are considered a likely maintenance host, and reach people through contact with infected animals or with the body fluids of infected individuals. Watch next. The Philippine leptospirosis burden reported for morbidity week 34 warrants tracking in the next bulletin cycle to see whether week 35 data show a continuing rise or any regional easing. The Uruguay H5 sanitary emergency and the ongoing African swine fever detections in Spanish wild boar and Italian provinces should be monitored for official WHIS notifications that would provide confirmed case counts and affected species detail beyond what media reports currently contain. The DR Congo Ebola situation, noted only in a single media report without figures this period, also deserves close attention as official bulletins become available. 165 signals, 165 keyword, 0 time series, 2010. Items collected across 87 sources, 87. Active sources, 18. Highest score, WHIS. Signal scores are relative indicators of priority, not clinical risk assessments. Next, the follow-up reports. When a country notifies an outbreak, that first report is not the end of it. The event stays open, and the country reports again each time the situation changes, more animals affected, a new area, or the outbreak closed. Those later reports are the follow-ups, so these are not new detections. 134 came in today. unspecified, 66 updates. African swine fever, 25 updates. Avian influenza, HPAI, 12 updates. Foot and mouth, 9 updates. Blue tongue, 5 updates. Rabies, 4 updates. Sheep and goat pox, 4 updates. West Nile, 3 updates. And 6 further diseases, with 1 update each. Each of those carries a situation date from earlier in the year, which is why they are here, and not in the brief itself. The written edition lists them in full, with the update number for each. Next, the follow-up reports. When a country notifies an outbreak, that first report is not the end of it. The event stays open, and the country reports again each time the situation changes. More animals affected, a new area, or the outbreak closed. Those later reports are the follow-ups, so these are not new detections. 134 came in today. Unspecified, 66 updates. African swine fever, 25 updates. Avian influenza, HPAI, 12 updates. Foot and mouth, 9 updates. Blue tongue, 5 updates. Rabies, 4 updates. Sheep and goat pox, 4 updates. West Nile, 3 updates. And 6 further diseases, with 1 update each. Each of those carries a situation date from earlier in the year, which is why they are here, and not in the brief itself. 3 updates, and 6 further diseases, with 1 update each. Each of those carries a situation date from earlier in the year, which is why they are here, and not in the brief itself. The written edition lists them in full, with the update number for each. That is the brief as it was filed. Now, the watch list. Now, the spillover watch list. This is a ranking, not a prediction. Every pathogen on it is one that can move between animals and people. And the order is set by how long each has sat on the animal side without a human report. Whether it has turned up in a host it is not known for, how far it is spreading, and who is reporting it. A pathogen climbing the list is the signal. The score itself is a standing on today's board and nothing more. Number 1. Avian influenza, HPAI, in United States. 26 days on the animal side without a human report. Reported in a host it is not known for. Alpacas, bobcat. Number 2. Avian influenza, HPAI, in Netherlands. 20 days on the animal side without a human report. Reported in a host it is not known for. Canada goose, mallard. Number 3. Avian influenza, HPAI, in Norway. 20 days on the animal side without a human report. Reported in a host it is not known for. Grey lag goose. Number 4. West Nile, in Austria. 20 days on the animal side without a human report. Reported in a host it is not known for. Equidae, Eurasian buzzard. Number 5. West Nile, in France. 20 days on the animal side without a human report. Reported in a host it is not known for. Carrion crow, Equidae. Every line on that board comes from an official or specialist report, and the source behind each one is on the site. It is rebuilt every day, and what matters about it is movement. A pathogen that was not on it yesterday, or one that has climbed. The watch list is rebuilt every day, and what matters about it is movement rather than position. Now, the week. This is the weekly review, covering the 7 days to September 4th, 2026. Weekly surveillance review, One Health Analytics live map. Weekly surveillance review. A 7-day review of zoonotic surveillance signals across 200-plus global sources. Week 2026 W36. This edition summarizes zoonotic, foodborne, and environmental disease signals detected across 200-plus global sources over the reporting period. The narrative below highlights the developments most likely to warrant attention. This period's report. The dominant development of this collection period is the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where multiple sources reported, as of 2 September 2026, that cases have topped 6,000 and deaths have passed 3,000. The remaining signals are overwhelmingly animal and wildlife reports, the core subject of this service, covering African swine fever across Europe and beyond, avian influenza in multiple regions, and several other endemic and emerging animal diseases. 1. Ebola, Democratic Republic of Congo. Multiple sources, including specialist outlets and media aggregators, reported as of 2 September 2026 that the outbreak has reached approximately 6,186 cases and 3,007 deaths, with Health Policy Watch noting the situation is described as still evolving. The pathogen is named in two reports as Bundibugyo virus, a species of Ebola virus. Ebola viruses circulate in animal reservoirs, bats are the most studied maintenance host, and human cases typically arise through contact with infected animals or their remains, or through person-to-person transmission in healthcare and household settings. 2. African swine fever, multiple countries. WHO's follow-up reports, collected this period, document African swine fever, ASF, continuing across a wide geographic range. Serbia, follow-up 77, records over 4,200 dead animals across more than 2,500 outbreaks. Germany, follow-up 38, reports over 1,800 dead across more than 2,000 outbreaks, all in wild boar. Spain, follow-up 41, reports 383 dead in wild boar across 68 outbreaks. And Laos reports over 2,000 dead animals, including domestic swine, across 34 outbreaks. Cumulative counts, undated. EU ADIS notifications, dated 2 September 2026, record fresh or ongoing wild boar detections in Estonia, Finland, Hungary, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. Moldova, Poland, and South Africa contribute additional WHO's follow-up reports. ASF is a hemorrhagic disease of pigs and wild boar caused by a DNA virus with no treatment. Once established in wild boar populations, it is extremely difficult to eradicate because wild boar act as a permanent reservoir, sustaining the virus independently of domestic pig holdings. A media report from Diario Veterinario notes a new focus of ASF in Catalonia, Spain, after a two-week gap without new cases, which warrants close monitoring of movement controls in that region. 3. High pathogenicity avian influenza poultry and wild birds, multiple countries. High pathogenicity avian influenza, HPAI, reports this period span multiple species and countries. A WHO's report for Bulgaria, follow-up 17, records H5 as the confirmed pathogen in poultry, with over 6,600 dead birds across 16 outbreaks, listed as ongoing. A WHO's follow-up for Germany, follow-up 8, records H5 confirmed in birds, with 1,034 dead across 6 outbreaks, listed as resolved as of 1 September 2026. Wild bird HPAI reports include the Netherlands, follow-up 90, including northern goshawk and Eurasian sparrowhawk, 933 dead, 660 outbreaks. Poland, multiple follow-ups covering mallard, greater white-fronted goose, greylag goose, and bean goose, totaling hundreds of dead birds across dozens of outbreaks. Denmark, follow-up 50, 325 dead, 238 outbreaks. And Chile, 3 outbreaks, 99 dead birds. These are cumulative counts, undated. German media, Die Zeit, NDR, RND, and Polish Muse report new poultry farm outbreaks, including a culling of 80,000 laying hens, and describe the situation as a silent epidemic. These are media characterizations, not official determinations. A Chinese language media report states that Japan is culling approximately 230,000 birds in a new outbreak. No official notification of this event was collected this period. Scavenging raptors such as goshawks and sparrowhawks typically acquire HPAI infection by feeding on infected carcasses, so detections in these species serve as a sentinel indicator of wider environmental virus circulation. 4. Newcastle disease, Poland. Separate WHO's follow-up reports for Poland record Newcastle disease virus, avian paramyxovirus type 1, in birds, with cumulative dead animals of 93,477, follow-up 47, 42 outbreaks, 11,527, follow-up 31, 5 outbreaks, 9,685, follow-up 38, 9 outbreaks, 5,319, follow-up 25, 4 outbreaks, and 4,460, follow-up 34, 5 outbreaks. These are undated cumulative counts from separate follow-up filings on overlapping or sequential outbreak series, rather than a single summed total. Newcastle disease is a highly contagious viral disease of birds. Poultry flocks are at risk of severe losses, and it is notifiable internationally because of its trade consequences. 5. Anthrax, Greece, and Turkey. A WHO's follow-up report for Greece, follow-up 3, records 14 dead cattle and sheep across 3 anthrax outbreaks, undated. An EU ADIS notification dated the 2nd of September 2026 records anthrax declared in Bitlis province, Turkey, across 8 outbreaks, with species listed including cattle, equidae, goats, and sheep. Anthrax, Bacillus anthracis, is caused by a spore-forming bacterium. Spores persist in soil for very long periods, and outbreaks in livestock typically occur when animals graze contaminated land, particularly following soil disturbance or heavy rainfall. Both humans and animals are susceptible, making anthrax a continuing One Health concern wherever livestock outbreaks occur. 6. Sheep pox and goat pox, Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, North Macedonia, and Israel. While his follow-up reports record ongoing sheep pox and goat pox across southeastern Europe and the eastern Mediterranean, Greece follow-up 43 reports over 4,700 dead across 1,724 outbreaks. Bulgaria follow-up 72 reports 131 dead across 152 outbreaks. Romania follow-ups 1 and 3 records 55 and 321 dead sheep, respectively, across a small number of outbreaks. North Macedonia, follow-up 18, reports 116 dead across 63 outbreaks, and Israel, follow-up 4, reports 15 dead across 4 outbreaks, cumulative counts, undated. The breadth of the geographic footprint across these follow-up series reflects sustained regional circulation. 7. Foot and mouth disease, South Africa. Two sets of Wehi's follow-up reports for South Africa record foot and mouth disease in cattle and goats. Follow-ups 102 and 103 together cite 586 dead animals across approximately 1,870 outbreaks, and follow-ups 20 and 21 together cite approximately 1,019 to 1,020 dead across roughly 947 to 969 outbreaks, undated. These represent separate follow-up series, and their figures should not be combined into a single total. Foot and mouth disease has major trade consequences for countries where it is detected, as confirmed outbreaks typically trigger import restrictions by trading partners. 8. Blue tongue, Greece and United Kingdom. Wehi's reports for Greece record 3 concurrent blue tongue follow-up series. Follow-up 39 reports over 1,700 dead cattle and goats across 181 outbreaks. Follow-up 17 and 19 report smaller numbers in goats and sheep, 8 cases across 4 outbreaks and 41 dead across 5 outbreaks respectively, all undated. A Wehi's follow-up for the United Kingdom, follow-up 109, with a situation date of 1 September 2026, records blue tongue virus serotype 3 in cattle and camelidae, with 47 dead and approximately 2,452 cases listed as resolved. Blue tongue is a midge-borne orbivirus affecting ruminants. It does not infect humans, but causes significant livestock mortality and trade restrictions. 9. Rabies, Romania, Moldova, and Turkey. EU ADIS notifications dated the 2nd of September 2026 record rabies in red fox in Monastera Casin, Romania, 3 outbreaks confirmed. In dogs in Soroka, Moldova, 2 outbreaks, outbreak declared, and in cattle in Ardahan province, Turkey, 14 outbreaks across cattle, dogs, equidae, and cats. Wehi's follow-up 47 for Moldova, collected 1 September 2026, records 50 dead animals, including golden jackal and cats, across 56 outbreaks, undated. Wildlife species such as foxes and jackals are well-documented maintenance hosts for rabies in the region, and their involvement indicates broad environmental virus presence beyond what domestic animal counts alone suggest. 3,193. Signals, plus 580, plus 22% versus previous week. 4,936. Items collected, plus 1,524, plus 45% versus previous week. 3,193. Keyword signals, 0 from time series, 199. Active sources. Signal scores are relative indicators of priority, not clinical risk assessments. Next, the follow-up reports. When a country notifies an outbreak, that first report is not the end of it. The event stays open, and the country reports again each time the situation changes. More animals affected. Those later reports are the follow-ups, so these are not new detections. 152 came in today. Unspecified, 53 updates. African swine fever, 33 updates. Avian influenza, HPAI, 21 updates, Blue Tongue, 12 updates, Foot and Mouth, 9 updates, Sheep and Goat Pox, 5 updates, West Nile, 5 updates, Rabies, 4 updates, and 7 further diseases with 1 update each. Each of those carries a situation date from earlier in the year, which is why they are here, and not in the brief itself. The written edition lists them in full, with the update number for each. Thank you for listening. That is the edition of August 27th, 2026. Guardian Watch Worldwide tracks zoonotic, foodborne, and environmental disease signals from more than 300 official and specialist sources. What this station adds is the reading of them, out loud, for the hours when reading is not available. Signal scores are relative indicators of priority. They are not clinical risk assessments, and nothing in this broadcast is medical or veterinary advice. Every figure you have heard is attributed on the site, with the source behind it. The full brief and the live map are at gww-web.onrender.com. And every issue we have ever published is in the archive at onehealth-analytics.org, free to read, in full, without registration. Our theme is Neon Laser Horizon, by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Guardian Watch Radio is produced by One Health Analytics of Wilmington, Delaware. Until the next edition, take care.